Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this lovely afternoon. The title of the podcast is The Real Cost of Inflation for Canadian Families. This podcast is sponsored by Duel Road Carrier, located in Bell River, Ontario. Oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to fill a tank. I've never paid so much for a tank of gas. I hope the kids aren't as hungry this week. How will I pay for my medicines after buying gas and groceries? I don't know how we will afford to feed the kids and keep the lights on. No, we're not going on vacation this year. Let's see if prices are better tomorrow. I guess we can't buy as much food as we usually would. Could everyone skip one snack a day, please? A mom asks her three young children. This is the issue we are facing today. Prices are skyrocketing. Everything is getting more expensive and average Canadian salaries are not increasing at the same rate as the prices. So every family is spending more, receiving less for what they are spending, and having fewer dollars in their pockets or savings, if they have any. Why are prices rising so quickly right now? There's a combination of factors. There's a demand for goods and that were available during COVID. Supply issues and shortages which have been made worse by Putin's war in Ukraine. The shutdowns in cities in China where COVID numbers are rising. And lastly, and maybe the number one reason prices are going up, corporations are enjoying their highest profits in 70 years. They have been using inflation as a cover to push up prices. This is making the inflation situation drastically worse. What is inflation? Inflation is something our Canadians are suffering from today. Inflation is something that changes our lifestyle and future as well. But how does it start? Inflation is a sustained increase in the average price level of goods and services. This increase usually is stable at 2% a year. Most people don't even notice this small of an increase. The issue right now is that the rate is increasing much faster than 2%. It is closer to 5 to 8% or more. Therefore, Canadians are feeling the pinch in their wallets. Consumer Price Index, or CPI. It's something that finds out the average change over time in the prices paid by Canadians. This is calculated from 80,000 goods and services. The price gets checked on a monthly basis. It isn't that every product goes up. Some products go up, some go down. Core inflation is an attempt to understand movement in prices, examining goods with fewer big changes in prices. These large changes in CPI and core inflation are driving up prices for Canadians. How is inflation affecting Canadian families? According to the Financial Stress Index survey, 38% of Canadians say money is the biggest source of stress, for the fifth time in 8 years. Canadians are stressed from soaring inflation, particularly higher grocery prices. We have a lot of civilians stressed and freaking out regarding this issue. Some people live from paycheck to paycheck and have their budget set. All of the extra costs right now are overwhelming. This is a very stressful thing because there are some people that must put food on the table for them to survive and for their family. Food is one of the things that we can't survive without and is a necessity to have. No one can cut their food intake and people have a cap or a budget set. When food gets expensive, Canadians don't have any choice because their kids need to eat, like the mom in the beginning basically begging her children to try and eat less so they can have enough food for everyone and make it until the next paycheck, hoping prices will stop climbing. How will this affect Canadian families if this trend continues? Canadians have been suffering lately because of the big impact on pricing. 41% of Canadians agree. If nothing is done, Canadian families will continue to suffer. A lot of people are feeling that they won't have enough food because they don't have enough money because of inflation. Inflation is healthy on a smaller scale. People can resist and stay alive, and inflation is rising by a smaller percentage. As soon as it skyrockets and goes above and beyond, then it gets hard for everyone. Already, there are more people using food banks and assistance in our area than ever before. Currently, 1 in 5 or approximately 7 million Canadians report missing meals because they can't afford food. 23% report eating less than they think they should, and 61% of Canadians believe that rising house costs are the biggest barrier preventing Canadians from being able to afford food. Canadians are getting hungrier day by day, and the food banks are getting busier as more people are coming to get food from food banks. Usually, it is during the winter months that more families need assistance. But currently, right now, heading into summer, the local food banks are overwhelmed with how many families need help. Canadians are paying double or maybe triple the price today. Back in the day, the prices were drastically different. It is insane how people put their hard work and time into saving money in order to achieve their goals or even get settled. A lot of people have a game plan for their future or even for their family. It is a disaster when you need to restart all of your plans because they aren't accomplished because of the high rate of inflation. What is being done to help Canadian families? Locally, farmers in Windsor, Essex County are starting farmers market earlier than usual. Last year, the season was extended by 3 weeks. This year, they're adding another 4 weeks to the already expanded season. As more people are coming to the farmers market, the number of vendors is increasing as well. 60 vendors have already been signed and there are many more coming. How can this help? The Windsor Downtown Farmers Market and the Amherstburg Farmers Market gives locals an opportunity to find fresh produce and products from local farmers and vendors. This is a good thing as there will be more variety and the farmers will be able to make money for their families. This is good for local customers too. Since the farmers are very lenient in the pricing and most of the pricing hasn't changed at all, staying the same as last year. This also allows customers to purchase their food and other products directly from the source, so costs are lower. So more money is going into the pockets of locals instead of going to large corporations. One local, Sarah Morris, put it this way, and many locals agree. I would much rather give my money to a small business directly than to a Zayers or whomever who will. You know, somewhere down the chain, those farms are getting to get that money. But if I'm gonna pay a little bit extra, I'm more than happy to go to a small farm somewhere where I know that it's going to go back to our community in some way. As we learned earlier, food scarcity is a major issue affecting Canadian families. Another way our local community is responding is to host the June 27th Miracle Food Drive. The Miracle Food Drive helps to collect food for preparers in need. This year, more families than ever will be relying on the food drive. The Miracle Food Drive is preparing what to collect as they're determining what people are not buying because it is too expensive. This year, sponsors are asking community members to drop off food at local collection points instead of leaving bags of food on their porch. How can individuals help others and themselves during this time? First, they could donate to the June 27th Miracle Food Drive, or they could collect goods from the food bank if they need. Individuals could also attempt to budget if they haven't done that before. They could also try carpooling or work from home if they're able to. People can park their cars at a service lot near the 401 or the East Euro Expressway and travel with others to save gas and money. They could also attempt to grow a summer garden. This could help them save money on some vegetables and other items they would have to buy in a store. Lastly, as is the right of every Canadian, we can assemble in protests. We can demand the government take extra steps to address this problem. The Liberal government has a difficult role in this situation. They can help slowing down the inflation rate by rising interest rates, but they must be very careful. If interest rate cool inflation too quickly, we will move into a recession. This will affect everyone even more than the increase in inflation, and if not stopped, can lead to a depression. We will get through this tough time together as Canadians, responding as we always do with strength, dignity, kindness, and compassion. We may be facing tough times because of inflation and food scarcity, but our community's response is something to give us hope for the future. No matter how the government responds, we are true north, strong, and free. We will overcome the difficult time together.